Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Jeff from Seattle is. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
All right. Did you have friends? Jeff. I'm Sarah Hostin. What?
Everybody in traffic is my friend right now.
Oh. Best wishes.
Yeah, it looks a little wild out there. Well, I'm Sarah Hostin. It's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home or in traffic, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. In what sport do players compete for the Stanley Cup?
Hockey.
Correct. What town do the Flintstones live in?
Bedrock.
Yes. What band has the albums Lick It Up and Love Gun?
Kiss.
Correct. The third Lord of the Rings movie was titled Lord of the Rings, The Return of the What?
White.
No.
Oh, the White Wizard?
No.
Pass.
When referring to computer memory, what does the R stand for in the acronym RAM?
Reoccurring?
No.
Random?
Correct. Malbec and Syrah are both types of what?
Repeat that.
Malbec and Syrah are both types of what?
Pass.
How many U.S. states begin with the letter I?
3, 4, 5.
4, yes. What animal begins each MGM movie?
A lion?
Yes. The smallest planet in our solar system is Mercury, but what is the second smallest?
Venus?
No.
Mars?
Correct.
Wow.
Jeff, you got 7.
I think that was very good.
Yes.
That was impressive.
You know, you played the game really well.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. If he didn't really know, he would, you know, 4, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's going to be close. Steve, are you ready?
Release the Kraken!
In what sport do players compete for the Stanley Cup?
Oh,
you'll never know.
Tennis?
No.
Hockey?
Correct. What town do the Flintstones live in?
Bedrock.
Yes. What band has the albums Lick It Up and Love Gun?
Lick it up. Lick it up.
Kiss.
Yeah. The third Lord of the Rings movie was titled Lord of the Rings, The Return of the What?
Return of the Ring?
No.
Return of the King?
Yes!
Yes!
When referring to computer memory, what does the R stand for in the acronym RAM?
Random.
Yes. Malbec and Syrah are both types of what?
Animals?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
Ooh.
How many U.S. states begin with the letter I?
3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
Correct. What animal begins each MGM movie?
Oh, the lion.
Correct. Rawr. The smallest planet in our solar system is Mercury, but what is the second smallest?
Uranus, Sarah.
No.
Venus?
No.
Mars?
Correct. What 70s year did Led Zeppelin release Stairway to Heaven?
73.
No.
74.
No.
70.
No!
Oh, come on, Steve.
Steve, almost a 75? Perfect 10.
Wow.
You got 9 correct, which is still a win, 9-7.
Ooh, close one.
Good game.
It was a good game.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
Is it late 70s or early 70s?
It's early.
73?
No.
2.
You said that. No.
1.
There we go.
We'll get there.
Usually I do a late or a mid or early.
I know. You kind of F with my head with that one.
I did. I kind of threw you off and
yeah.
I kind of screwed your perfect 10 there.
I mean, yeah.
Sorry, but you still won at least. Congrats.
You just kind of ended on a weird note.
I did. I'm sorry. But Stairway to Heaven is so famous that I thought maybe people would know.
No, I'm not.
Exactly.
You don't need to defend yourself. I'm more disappointed in myself.
Aww. I'm disappointed in you, too. So that
Thanks.
Makes two of us.
The Daily Migs Show.
The website AmericanSongwriter.com has put together an interesting list of 4 quite iconic rock band member replacements that not only filled some big shoes, but sometimes took their bands to all new heights.
And I like this because it's not just about the singer. Because often when we talk about like people getting replaced, the first thing you think of is, oh, the lead singer got replaced. Because we've gotten some good text messages from some people that are like, oh, like AC/DC.
Sure.
Some would say that they got better with Brian Johnson on vocals as opposed to, Bon Scott?
Yes.
I mean, I think both were great for different reasons. But I like this one because they're not just focused on, I mean, it could be the singer, but it also could be the drummer.
Well, I'm glad you said drummer because the first one we're going to feature is a drummer.
And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23.
Dan, I don't know how you feel, but like was it Scott? Was the drummer for Blink 182.
Yes.
And I think about, like, there was the record Dude Ranch with the song Josie and Damn It. And those songs are awesome. But, man, there is a massive difference between him and Travis Barker on drums.
Oh, yeah. And it's so much better, too.
Like, yes.
And, like, again, like you said, what made them big in San Diego was Scott. But then it's like, and the reason I chose that song was because that was really their first, like, kind of debut with Travis.
Like, introducing Travis.
Yeah.
This guy that's just, I mean, like, I think he's his like what he learned how to drum, like doing like marching band type stuff, and like he shows that when he plays the entire kit, like the way that he works those drums is like almost like a marching band drummer. He's such a great drummer.
AmericanSongwriter.com put together a list of 4 iconic rock band member replacements. Here is another one.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
I wish they'd just replace the entire band.
Oh.
I don't even know anything about this band other than what, like, Don Henley's in it, right?
Yes.
Joe Walsh?
Joe Walsh. Well, this is who we're featuring right now. Joe Walsh of the Eagles. He replaced Bernie Leadon.
Oh, that's why they started to suck. Because Bernie really was the best part of the band.
Joe Walsh is absolutely the best Eagle.
Taryn, I have no idea who the hell Bernie Leadon is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Joe Walsh, in my opinion, is the best Eagle. But that's, you know.
Now, if they got Travis Barker to join the band, I would actually listen to the Eagles. That would be weird.
That would.
Could you imagine Travis Barker? I'm sure somebody's doing that on TikTok. Like, what does it sound like if Travis Barker was the drummer of the Eagles?
I would love that. Another off the AmericanSongwriter.com list of iconic rock band member replacements.
Now there you go again. You say you want your freedom.
She wasn't always in the band?
No, I feel like what happened was Stevie Nicks was kind of like a secondary ad because Lindsey Buckingham was her boyfriend at the time. He was joining the band, and he said, well, I'm only going to join the band if you let my girlfriend in the band, too.
Which usually would be like the kiss of death. Like,
right?
You're like, yo, we can't do that. But then Stevie Nicks took him to a whole other level.
I mean, there was still like nothing but drama for the entire duration of their career and beyond.
Who was the one that passed? Who
Christine McVie.
I never cared about the Eagles, not the Eagles, Fleetwood Mac much at all. And then for one day, I was like, you know what? I'm going to spend some time and listen to some of like the Eagles, Fleetwood Mac. I don't know why the Eagles are still in my brain. On, you know, Apple Music, and just see if I could find stuff that I was, and I was like digging a lot of their stuff. And then I would always check to see who wrote the song, and it was mostly her. And I was like, wow, okay, that version of Fleetwood Mac was, or at least when she was involved with the songwriting. And they even said like, well, we can't do this band without her.
Yeah, for sure. This is AmericanSongwriter.com's list of four iconic rock band member replacements. One final one.
Disagree.
Wow.
Disagree. And I love Jason Newsted.
But you're a Cliff Burton guy.
1,000% yes.
See, I feel the same way as you.
But I mean, I think they found a great bassist, and I think the whole story of how they treated Jason is just awful. Like,
yes.
I think he's an incredible bassist, and like everybody, we joke about how great would it be to hear bass on Injustice for All.
Oh my gosh.
But when you listen to something, Cliff added something so unique to that band. Like, he was like this weird hippie groove master bassist, and with this crazy thrash metal band, like the bass, I don't know. There's just something about what he did on the bass that really made that band complete. And I think Robert's a great bassist, and Jason, they've had great bassists.
Absolutely.
But none better than Cliff Burton.
Cliff Burton, he brought like an attitude that I just don't think you get from Jason or from Robert. And that being said, I love both of them, both of the other bassists,
the
completely.
Dude was in a thrash metal band rocking bell bottoms,
right?
Up on stage. He was like this hippie looking guy, and he's just like just crushing it on the bass.
And obviously, because you know, we lost him so young, it's like you can only imagine where he would have gone, because I would put him without question on like the list of top bassists ever.
Yeah. No, I mean, if I was, whenever I'm like joking, my buddies are like, oh, we should put together a band. What kind of bass? I was like, if I could have any bassist, it would be a bassist that plays just like Cliff Burton.
Yes.
I've always loved his style of bass playing.
Absolutely.
And I love when I saw Metallica, not the last tour, but the tour before that. And they did it at this tour as well, but they had such a great tribute to Cliff on the big screen as Robert Trujillo was playing like some of Cliff's best parts.
Absolutely.
And I was like, man, that was a very tasteful way to show love to Cliff Burton.
Also, the way they had like incorporated Cliff's dad over the years as well, and like kept him so involved with the band was very cool to see.
The Daily Migs Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Steve Miggs, you were talking about going to Enchant with the fam.
I did.
However, it sounds like your holiday social calendar just keeps filling up. What the heck are you doing, man?
Oh, you know what? Maybe we need the right music just to kind of get in the spirit. Here we go. So not only are we doing Enchant, but also then the next day, so what we did, Enchant on Saturday, then on Sunday we went to the North Pole. Luckily, we didn't have to go very far because it's in our own backyard at the Washington State Fair, where we get pictures with Santa Claus. Tatum's face got painted like the Grinch. She walked around and played with a bunch of crap. It was awesome. But then we also have zoo lights to go to,
which you
all know that, at Woodland Park Zoo or at Point Defiance Zoo. It's awesome. The lights are always great. Then on over and head on over to Spanaway, where there's fantasy lights, where you drive around and see all these cool lights in a park.
Okay.
Hear how excited I am.
sounds like a fantasy.
Sometimes
for sure.
You gotta wait 2 hours in line to do that.
God, no.
So you don't do that on the weekend. You go on a weeknight because it's a little bit better. Maybe you only wait 45 minutes. And then also we have this weekend, we're going to see that Cirque show over at the Paramount Theater.
Holy cow.
And that's the only ones that I remember. I think there's another one that was sold out that my wife is still trying to get us tickets to. I am overloaded with holiday cheer, I tell you.
Wait, I remember one.
We're going to get our pictures with freaking Santa today, Steve.
That's right.
We are going to see Santa.
Selfish of me just to be thinking about me and my wife and my child, but I also have my family here at the radio station.
Yeah.
And we also have our company holiday party next week. The hits keep on coming. Ho, 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 mother effers.
You didn't even mention Live Night, which is themed A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Is Christmas here yet? What about you?
I'm very excited. We do every year. We go to the Lights of Christmas, which happens to be like 3 miles from my house.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it causes major traffic disruptions for the entire area because same thing, like cars on cars on cars are trying to drive through this little drive-through light display.
So it's not walk around. It's drive
there,
around.
There are some places where you can park and walk, but you can stay in your car the whole time too. But they have these mini donuts, you guys, that I fantasize about all year long. I can taste them.
Are they fresh out of the fryer?
Yes.
Oh, that is awesome.
The teeny little ones.
Yeah.
You'd eat them like popcorn.
You could have like 7 or 8 and then justify that's only like, that's like eating one donut.
They're so ridiculous. But we're excited to go. We're going to check out the Tulalip lights and ice. 7.8 million lights at Tulalip this year.
Dude, that is pretty amazing.
There's ice skating too. So I'm excited. We're doing some things for sure. I want to do the zoo. I'm trying not to be as overloaded as you, though.
It's insane. There's like new and more traditions that happen here. And that, I mean, Sarah, you're doing one that also we're going to try and do.
Yes. Every year I force my husband and I to go to Snowflake Lane, which is happens every night downtown Bellevue. And it's free.
It's crazy because I've never been to Snowflake Lane, but I was looking it up after hearing you talk about it. And I thought,
awesome.
Am I misreading this? It's open every night?
Every night from 7 to about 7:30. And they make it fake snow. And it's magical.
And unlike anything else in Bellevue, it's affordable because it's free.
Literally. Yeah. But Steve, I just love your passion for all of this because I need a list of everything you guys are doing because I always want to do the Christmas jolly spirit. But unlike my husband, he doesn't want to stand in traffic for 2 hours to see some lights. Ho, ho, ho.
Would you like to join the three of us?
I would absolutely love
there's
to.
There's room in the back for you.
Oh, I would be just as excited as Tatum. Like, wow, they're so pretty.
Danny, you went to Mary Poppins?
I did go to Mary Poppins, which would not seem like a Christmas thing, but then we walk in and Santa is just hanging out at the Fifth Avenue Theater.
They're probably like, oh crap, it's the holidays. We got the wrong play. F it, hire Santa.
You know, though, honestly, like seeing Mary Poppins at the Fifth Avenue Theater, it was like, it's quite, it was actually like very, very Christmassy at that point. Like it's about the nanny and they sing the songs. They're all dressed in like almost like the old, like, I don't know, Charles. Whatever, like
Dickens.
Yeah, I think that guy. They're like dressed in that garb. You
actually,
know?
His nickname is Dicko.
Oh, gotcha, Dicko. Yeah, Charles Dicko.
Yeah,
and like you know, it was a lot of fun. Plus, I think Santa's there every time they're doing a show. So
yeah, that's awesome.
And Mrs. Claus.
They're going on a date.
And you get a photo op with Santa.
I did. It was pretty awesome.
Do you do anything else for the holidays? Like any other tradition around here in the Northwest?
No, not really.
He's just waiting for Halloween.
We're kind of lame. Like I wear my black Santa hat and just kind of mope around.
He's kind of in mourning.
Yeah,
Halloween's over.
Yeah,
only what 312 days until Halloween.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay, sure.
But who's counting?
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK is our phone number, and we want to know, what about you, Rockaholics? What's your holiday tradition? Maybe you could inspire Steve Miggs to add something else to his holiday plate right now.
Yeah, I think I have Friday free.
What is that one thing that you absolutely have to do during the holidays? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Rockaholics, we want to hear about your holiday tradition. What is that one thing that you absolutely have to do during the holidays? 206-803-ROCK.
That's some of the text messages that we've gotten. All right, now we can do it. This person says, growing up, my parents lived in a neighborhood with only one way in and out. The neighborhood also had this giant Christmas decorating contest. So what should be a 5-minute drive home would always take 45 minutes, and I just wanted to get home. It sucked, and my parents didn't even decorate.
I mean, think about all the planning you'd have to do as a resident of that street. Like, you can't make a run to the store after 4:30 p.m.
There are a few houses, like, in Puyallup that are known for, like, go there. One of them no longer does it. They had it set up to, like, a radio. They had their own radio frequency, nice. And they had a whole light show, and it was awesome. But I'm like, it's awesome for all of us. Is it awesome for the neighbors? And then you look around, and none of the neighbors had Christmas lights up. And I'm thinking, they probably hate Christmas because of this person.
They're sending a message.
Right? Like, you know, because you go to some places and everyone's got some stuff up. That area had nothing. And I'm thinking either A, they're like, we can't compete, or we just can't deal with this anymore.
206-803-ROCK. What is your holiday tradition? That one thing you absolutely have to do during the holidays. Pork, you're in Maple Valley. Tell us about what you do with gingerbread houses.
So it all started 20-something years ago when I was in high school. Somehow I managed to finagle my way into being able to blow up a gingerbread house that I'd built with firecrackers, videotape it, and I got extra credit in class.
What class?
I honestly don't remember what class it was, but I went to an alternative school, so it was kind of, you know, as it goes.
Explosives 101.
That's awesome. Right.
You know, I'm not surprised. When you have a nickname Pork, how did you get the nickname Pork?
Well, I'm a pretty skinny guy, but, you know, everyone calls me Pork because, like, when you call the big guy tiny,
yeah,
or the bald guy curly. Okay.
Well, good luck with your gingerbread house explosives this year, Pork.
So we also texted in, our friend Rose in Tacoma, she says, this is a must-do event that we do during the holidays. It's called Dorksmas. It's I host a holiday party with my son's friend so we can remember him. Sadly, Rose's son passed away. We have a themed horrible white elephant exchange, and we make some of his favorite foods as well.
I love that.
I love that. That's awesome. Very, very cool, Rose.
Have you guys ever done a white elephant?
Yes.
Yes.
I never have, and I kind of want to.
Now, is white elephant the one where, like, you set a price, and then I get them. There's Secret Santas. There's a white elephant. Which one is the white elephant?
In my experience, the white elephant is where you bring, like, the crappy gift, like the, like, super ridiculous dumb thing, and there's, like, a gift exchange associated with it where you steal and all that.
Yes.
But typically, the gifts are not things you actually want.
Also, in our family, in Sid's family, like, it's they're like $50. That's the limit, or something like that. They make, like, a cap, and then you buy whatever you want. You open up the, you know, you pick numbers, you get draft picks and all that. People get all worked up if they're not number one or the last draft pick or whatever it is. And then it gets kind of heated.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you get to fight over the presents?
See, this is the thing. Since when I first joined into the family, I was so nervous because, like, I saw how, like, people were getting angry about, like, hey, don't take this gift or don't. And I'm like, well, I don't want to take it from grandma because she's hosting the party, but I really do want that Bluetooth speaker. So you'd have, like, these moments where you're like, but I was like, I also am new to the family. Do I want to make that statement? So I never would.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you should have.
I should have, because now there's a couple people that are newer to the family, and they kind of put their foot down. They made, like, an aggressive standpoint, and they would take from whoever. They didn't care. And I'm like, I respect that.
Oh, man.
And I feel like everyone else respects it as well.
Yeah, missed opportunity, Steve.
Yeah, now I'm just, like, the good guy that doesn't take anyone's gifts.
Timid Steve.
Yeah, really?
The Daily Migs Show.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.